Yeah,
Matt. Are there any modern day, are there any monasteries associated with Ajahn Sao, Ajahn Mun, and Ajahn Mandala, like modern monasteries now?
Yeah, absolutely. They're all over the northeast of Thailand. Where Ajahn Mun ended up focusing his, he was from Ubon, and many of his early disciples were from Ubon. But he was never really accepted in Ubon for some reason. So that he ended up spending the majority of his time on the northern part of the northeast. And that area up in that northern part of the northeast of Thailand is riddled with forest monasteries that are, you know, either small or large, with large communities or small communities. So yeah, it's all over. And say like Ajahn Chah ended up being Ubon's kind of patron saint thing in the end. Anywhere you go in sort of Ubon and the neighboring provinces, you're going to come across you can almost throw a stone and you'll find a branch monastery of Ajahn Chah. Yeah. They're all over.
We'll be wandering around that area at the end of the year, so that's what I was asking.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all over. And both, really highly regarded and well-known monasteries, and then lots of little-known, hardly-known at all places.